Simon Shinman Bov, Sef Gimel, Mishiburas of Katan Chav Ches. So he discusses this issue that the relationship between the porch, or this outer space, and the inner sanctum in the house is going to be problems. Sometimes the outer area is not a Rishon Siyachad, it's a Karmelis. So you can't be Machnis, the key, from the outside into the, leave it in the door. So when you open the door, it's going to go inside. So in the case of he's done the same thing with the shul, you have to be careful.
But why do we say that if the key is in the lock and the door is actually part of the door?
When the door is shut, so putting the key, since the hole doesn't go, the keyhole doesn't go all the way through, putting the key in is not a problem because it's facing outwards. It's not Karbi Shosu Yochid. So right now the key is in a Karmelis. Now when I open the door with the key in it, so the problem is that you're bringing the key. It's not the key comes out of the door, even if it does. But you might say the key is going inside. It's not bottle.
Right, it's part of the door.
It's part of the, yeah, but it's inside
you,
the house now.
You bring the door inside also, no problem there.
The door is, that's true, because
part
the door
the
was
part of the bin.
The door is attached to the house.
The door is attached to the house, right. And you didn't move it. But the key, you moved. So whether you move the key by first being about to the door, bringing the key inside.
Moving you, you're changing the shoes of the key.
Right. It went from being the karmas and going through Shosei Yochid.
Yeah, but when you first put in the door, that was mitzvah. That's okay, no problem there.
Correct.
Now it's part of the door. So just the way we can move the door inside, we can move the key inside with the door.
I understand, but you transfer the key from Rishus, from Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid. That you did. We're not saying it doesn't exist. Bittul doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, but in a sense, we put the key in the lock and the door, so we change it essentially. It's a different thing. It's part of the
door. Okay, it's an interesting thought. Apparently, we're not willing to take it that far. Now, v'chein tzorach lizor shel yitaltem in abayis v'lechutz k'shehu pasuach l'karmelis. Now the door is open. You're very careful not to take something out from the house into this front space, because that front space is not necessarily rishus yachid. It might be considered a rishus karmelis, for example. So how far are you allowed to take it? Rak ad shir shadel shoykev sham pasuloi. So the door closes, there's a point where the door closes. And the door is shut, so the outer face of the door and outwards is the Karmelis. But they were all not the outer face. From the outer face and outwards is a Karmelis, where the door is always part of the house. So the door is inside. So when you open the door, that space where the door was is still part of the Rishus HaYochid, but not beyond that. The Shema Ein Bechelik Hachitzen Shal Yiskupa, but the outer part of the doorstep, Shemichutz the Dallas, if it doesn't have Arba Tvachim, so then it's not Rosh Hashayachid, V'havi Karmelis, Mataltim in Rosh Hashayachid the Karmelis. So you cannot carry outwards from the house into this porch. Then the Ramos said there's another option. If in a case where the roof was wide, it had no mechitzas, so you have a shear of arboah, but you don't have any walls. Chedim atikra, kein shemotzi begagin shlifnei hachonius, shemetzian hakaris lechutz u'machapin aleihem benasor. So you just they would sort of make like stores. They would have like a canopy sticking out, but there was no side. So how do they do it? They just, instead of having a side wall supporting it, they just let the beams of the roof continue outwards, and then they put a covering on top of it. So you had like an awning, but there was no side walls. So dinner Christians still in the house. So that area remains like the Karmelis. Can also lahachlis mimenali fneim kimeshelam mechitzas. You cannot carry inwards from that. Then you lohitz the chutz to carry from there and outwards. See how you betzid the karmel is his mutter. How you rishus a rabbin betzid the also lohitz. So that area, however, is not a rishus a rabbin. So if it's a Carmelist, you can carry from Carmelist to Carmelist. If it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim out there, this area is set off from the flow because it's made to be the area in front of the Chanus, etc. It has a roof. We said someone has a roof, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it's not part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So then you're carrying from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which would be also. The Kibush Makara, Yeshalad Din Carmelist, Kanabas, Simishin, and Hesip Yudal, we said that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, once it gets a roof, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore, it's a Carmelist. And then the last thing we said over here, if the roofs are slanted instead of flat, there's no dead of Pitikru. So even if it would have the side walls, but you couldn't say that it's closed off by the face of the Tikra because the Tikra is not flat. Okay. Kosev Hatas, Sif Kot Namad Alf. Bekan mavur hasofik shemistapkin boy harbe anoshim binabai sheyesh tofad of the tzadar rechoyv gag berlet rechoyv. So a common question which comes up is the case where you have a house which has facing towards the out towards the street a roof which extends out. Shekar meloshan Ashkenaz fear libin. So fear just means it's in front of. Libin I guess means your place that you live. So I don't know. You can give me. Okay, so ma dinam im yuchal atal to mishal l'sham in abayis. Can you carry from the house out to that area? V'harbe tarbim leimar. So people think, mistakenly so. Tikra brother v'chayiv yared v'soysim havikilu boni adamata v'boritz. This dinner pitikra yared v'soysim. So this roof which sticks out is like it's enclosed.
Forgive me. Why does it matter what the roof is? Wouldn't it matter more what the walls are? And the walls rather than the roof? I'm trying to figure, why does the roof matter?
You're not allowed to carry in an area which only has two walls.
Oh yeah, but I'm saying whether the roof is flat or slanted, what difference does it has a roof. Why does it matter whether it's flat or slanted? I don't understand that at all.
So I guess it's a fair question. It's a local Moshe Sinai, so it's hard to answer the question why. When Moses came down from Sinai, he said this works and this doesn't. So he said this year you have to eat as a kazayas. Why kazayas? Why not the size of a grapefruit? Because that's what God said. You know, that's what local Moshe Sinai are. There's no logic behind them. They're facts. Right? The shear for Lovin is 3 tefachim. Right, less than 3 tefachim. Why not 4? Why not 2? You know, those are hard questions. The answer is because. They're not bad questions. Just the definition of lachamash misini is that we don't have a reason. Mashrena was told this is the way it works, and that's it.
So essentially, it's a chok.
Yes. Okay. Now. So people make the mistake, he says, but that's not true. Tikra b'ol l'rechayv yorav v'sarsim havakilu boni adamat l'or. So mekan mashal l'hedya derech shetachas agag v'shush l'faneim ayin shom. Again, close to Kolar v'vayna. I mean, there's a flow of traffic there, so it's part of the Carmelist. I mean, assuming the rishus which you have out there is a Carmelist, this is part of the Carmelist, you cannot carry from the house out to there. Mati kunim, so what can you do? What can you do to make that possible? So if this roof has supports on the outer side, on the outer edge of it, so yamid mechuvin kinegdom gam kodem tzarabat. So you have a pole, you have your porch, here's the house, here's the porch, and there's a pole there and a pole there. So that's, you're starting a source of Pesach. Right? Put another pole here, another pole here, and now you have one pole, another pole, and a cross beam. You have a tzuras pesach. So now you're enclosing it with a tzuras pesach. We have legag shaleim din tzuras pesach. So we're going to give the roof part of the din of tzuras pesach. Now we're going to we're going to give the roof the din of the cross beam on top. That's not so partial. We'll talk about when that's true and when that's not true. Let's just finish this thought. So now he says, okay, so you have, if this is the house, this is the porch, and here's pole A, pole B. So pole cross pole, that's good. You put it by the next to the house, you put another pole here. So then you have a source of passive. Pole one, pole two, and a cross beam. Pole one, pole two, and a cross beam. Now, the house is the fourth wall. So now it's enclosed on all four sides. So that would work. Okay. Now, the next Mishabur says is, what about if there's multiple dwellings, and there's one porch which opens out in front of all these multiple dwellings? I don't have to put a source of passive by each one. I can put a source of passive all the way on one side, all the way on the other side, and it's one long area. You'll do this source of passive all the way at the end over there, all the way at the end over there, and then you enclose the whole area. Since it's multiple houses and they're sharing the same area, so that's the din of a Ruv Chatzeris, that they have to join together in Ruv Chatzeris, which we'll talk about those details more. You can carry from the house to the porches, porches to the houses, and everything is wonderful. You cannot carry from the streets to where the porches are. That you can't do. That's true even if you don't make a source of Pesach, because it's a roofed area, so it's a carmelos. So if you concern what's out there is Rishus Rabim, this is a carmelos. Now, it has to be at least four tefachim wide. Those yeshal chetar shatatel shame carmelos. But if it's not four tefachim wide, it's not even a carmelos. It's a makom patur at best. So exactly the scenario, I don't know. Okay, now the question over here, which the Mishabura is saying, that I can use, I put a pole here, put a pole there, and use the roof as the top, the cross beam for your source of Pesach. So I'll put a pole here, and the side of the roof will be one source of Pesach. The front, the pole there and pole there, and the front of the roof will be another source of Pesach, and then the other side. That's the Mishabura seems to assume. That's the Mishabura seems to assume. The Chazanish, the over here in the Moshe Dusha, they bring the Chazanish, disagreed with that. He says, you can have a situation where you have your roof and then you have like a beam which like the front, you put it in the front, you put like a board. That board can be a source of Pesach. But just the regular beam, which is the whole thickness of the roof the whole way, that's not a source of Pesach.
Because it's not a hecker? Or?
Can I use pictures as an example? I took pictures of my front porch to ask you if, because I'd live where there's no air roof. And Rabbi?
Yeah, 1 second.
Can I show you? This is sort of a picture of my front door, and you'll notice that it's got a roof up.
Right, so it has a board coming down.
Right, it also has a side. Here, let me show. Hold on.
Can't see it.
Hold on. This is the view from inside looking out. You can see I have this. There's my mezuzah. You've got this upper board there. Hold on. And then looking at it from the other direction, this is the other side. So there's a little board there. There's, again, you got.
Right,
so are those like the poles that you're describing?
Yeah. So the Chazanish's argument is, so the roof is, how do you make a roof? I mean, the way to make the roof is you just take, let's say, a thickness of a board, extend it out. So it's not part of a doorway. That's the roof. If I have another board coming down, and then I have my, and that's where the poles are underneath that. The poles have to be underneath that. So that board is not part of the roof. That board is a cross beam in the front. So that you can use. Put the omen up here, the board on top. The board goes across. Omen here, and there's a right. But if you just have the front of the roof, and that's all you have. So, or another scenario which would be more common, sometimes you'll have the pole there, that front board comes down, not on top of the pole, but right. Past the pole, so that doesn't work. But the surface has to be on top, it can't be on the side. So you hold that's a problem. So the Mr. Burris reads that, you know, he seems to be very comfortable that it should work. Just the roof itself would work. Okay, now, so we finished with Shabura and the Simon. There was some points in the Bira Lachal I'd like to look at. Yeah?
Is this roof slanted in this area? Mr. Shabura is saying it's okay?
Even in the case of the roof is slanted.
Well, then that can still be sort of about the slightly slanted.
Yeah. Okay, now, let's go back to the first Bira Lachal on Sif Gimel. So we came along and we said that Minaraisa, a karpiv, it has walls all around, and even though it's not hooked up with Dira, Minaraisa is the Shusayav. Minarabonim, we said you can't carry them. Minaraisa, you can carry them. Okay. Zoktim Bir Lachim. Karvi Yosef Mesa Zayim. I'm Mugan Ramna Minaraisa, he was Shusayach, Gabur, Kedavur, Mavur, Bashas, Erevan, Samak, Zainam, Bez, Ayn Shah. This is Mamash Mishra Sayachit, the rice. The question to deal with is, okay, how far do you take this? So, I own this very large ranch, and I have miles and miles surrounding the fence. Is that Mishra Sayachit? How far do you take that? The Gemara, the more comes out, it could be very large. So a kur is, there's 30 saw in a kur. So the base of Sayim is 50 by 100. A base kur, if you want to do it, is 50 by 1500. And Kurayim is double that, so it's fairly large, right? We said if a base of Sayim is 70 by 70 and change, so you multiply that times 15, and Kurayim you multiply that by 30. Okay, so now it's just, so that next question is. Which the Mora says, it could be many, many kur. It'll still be Rishus HaYachad. Midaraisa. How do I know? The Matam Hashom, so Tosis says, the Mora says, they're going to Bobal Nami Makav Lepras Kuliyam Nami Makav Lekyonis. The Gemara is mashma. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, "Well, you're arguing. You can take it to the full length. So what about bubble? We should argue all bubbles versus a yachid because there's river banks on both sides, or the world is surrounded by okeanos, right? So all of Europe, Eurasia is one big versus a yachid. Well, that's not true. The Gemara says. Tosis says, how do you deal with that? Tishma Tosis. So since this is a very large area, there's going to be, as it were, a flow of traffic coming through there that going past the mechitzas, etc. So do you say there's a concept that I can have bona fide mechitzas, but the fact that the rabbim goes over them undermines their status? So the chachamim say no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. What's rabbim about the mechitza? So Tosfos says that's only by mechitza, which is beyot. The chachamim say you can't be involved. The mechitza, which is b'day shemayim, and people are going over it, so that loses the status of mechitza. Okay. However, the Ritva quotes the Ramban. It says not like this. And they say it depends on, can you see the walls? We mentioned this idea before, right? If you're standing in a place in the middle, if I can see the walls, I can see that I'm enclosed, that's called a machitza. If I'm standing in a place in which I cannot perceive that I'm enclosed by those walls that we're referring to, so I stand in the middle of Kansas, I don't notice the wall called the Atlantic and the wall called the Pacific. So if I stand in Manhattan, I take the buildings out, I stand in the middle, I can see the wall. I can see the two sides of the island.
But our erevin would be problematic, no?
No, that's that. This din that we're saying, that natural formation generated of a wall, that's only when I perceive being enclosed.
Well, it's only for natural.
What?
It's only for
the. Now, the question is, what would the Ramban hold? They have a walled city. It's a very large city. Actual bona fide walls. Pashas, he does not seem to say that you say Osram about Machitz in that situation because you can't see it. So the Mishabur is applying it to the scenario of being a carpet which has walls around it. Zamuk of Ladira, so I'm not sure about that.
So it's obviously a chutz hashem, I don't know why. When I make a Rosh HaSayachid, I can look at the inside of Rosh HaSayachid, but the outside is also kind of a closed surface. It's a sphere. So my little dalet is also enclosing it from the outside. But I obviously don't say that, but why not?
We heard about Kush all the way around the world and back to the...
Technically, I don't know why not.
Okay, so that's just one. I just want to point out this machlokes between Tosis. Tosis is comfortable with saying there's a din of machitzas, very distant machitzas, but since they're machitzas which are not nasa b'dei adam, they're undermined. And according to the Ramban, the issue is the fact that they're machitzas which are nasa me'aleya, and if they're distant, they don't work. That's the issue. Therefore, according to him, this idea of bubble and these things being rishus siyachid, the more that's ridiculous. Yeah, because the Ramban, because it's quite distant. Tosis's argument is because since it's not nasa b'dei adam, so then you say also rabbi about the machitzas. Okay. But in the case where you would actually have walls around it, mm-hmm. Pashas, even according to the Ramban, even though you can't see them, but if it's actual walls, it would still be considered enclosed. He's talking about these machitzas of Janas's Me'aleya. Okay, that's one. Let's hold it here.